Hey, Mishnah, hey. Up until now, this perek has been dealing mainly with shor, the damager of shor, the mazik of shor. Now, from here until the end of the perek, the Mishnayos will be discussing the mazik of bor, and as we have seen already prior to this, the mazik of bor, the tolda of bor, includes any obstacle, any stumbling block, any obstruction that one creates and places in Rishus HaRabim, not only for what he digs, but also what he places there. But now the Mishnah is going to start with the actual classic bor scenario, but we'll be talking about a bor that the opening is in one Rishus, and the actual bor, the bottom of the bor, is in a different one. So the Mishnah starts out, Chofer bor b'rishus ha-yachid u'psachay l'rishus ha-rabin. Meaning, someone goes ahead and digs a bor, which the actual bottom of the bor is in rishus ha-yachid, but the opening is in rishus ha-rabin. So obviously, practically, he's probably digging it from rishus ha-rabin, but the bor, I mean, when the animal will fall into the bor, it will be landing in the rishus ha-yachid. That's where the bottom of the bor is. Or vice versa, Rishus HaRabim, Upsach HaRishus HaYachid. Or, for example, the opening would be in Rishus HaYachid, but the actual bottom of the bor, the floor of the bor, is in Rishus HaRabim. Now, you might ask, why should a person be chayiv for that? If the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, and someone brings his cow, or whatever it is, into the property, Rishus HaYachid, of the Baal HaBor, so why should he be responsible? The guy should not have come into the Rishus HaYachid, into the owner's property, to fall into the bor in the first place. So, as it is explained by the Mefarshim, and Barat Nura spells this out, that we're talking where the owner of the property, of the Chatzer, Rishus HaYachid, he gave up ownership of the area surrounding the bor in his Rishus, and therefore, at least around the opening of the bor, there is access for someone else to actually be going there, and therefore it would be making it the equivalent of a Rishus HaRabim around the bor, even though it is physically located in the Rishus HaYachid of the Baal HaBor, of the owner of the bor. Similarly, Rishus HaYachid U'psachal Rishus HaYachid Acher, similarly, if a person will have a bor dug in one of his Rishus HaYachid, and it comes out, and the opening is in the Rishus HaYachid, a different Rishus HaYachid of his, and the Mefarshim explained, Lav Dafka, it has to be a case where the opening is in one Rishus HaYachid and the bor floor is in a different Rishus HaYachid. It could be even talking about where everything is in the same Rishus HaYachid. But the bor here is Chayiv. In all of these cases, the Baal HaBor, the one who dug the bor, he is going to be Chayiv to pay for any hezek caused by the bor. And the idea being that regardless of where the bor is dug, as long as its opening is accessible to the rabim, then the one who dug and created the bor is going to be chayiv for any hezek that the bor causes. This is the mazik of bor, the chiddush of bor, the chiddush ha-torah of bor, that this is not considered grumma. This is considered he has created a mazik, a stationary mazik. And the chiddush is that even if it's a stationary entity that you created, you are chayiv, even if the one who is damaged comes to your bor. The word is, once he has the one who is damaged, the nizak, the one whose property was damaged, the one whose shore was damaged, had access to the bor and had the ability to go ahead and walk around the bor as it was the equivalent of a Rishus HaRabim, so the Baal HaBor, the one who created the bor, is going to be chayiv. The Mishnah continues. Now, we have a case where HaChofer bor b'Rishus HaRabim. Someone goes ahead and digs a bor in Rishus HaRabim. V'nafal l'tocho shor o chamor v'meis. And a shor or a chamor fell into that bor and died. Chayiv, the one who digs the bor, is chayiv, even though everything is in the what? In the Rishus HaRabim. Neither the opening nor the floor of the bor is in Rishus HaYachid. The totality of it is in Rishus HaRabim. The one who digs the bor is Chayiv. And this is the classic case of bor Rishus HaRabim, which is a chiddush that there's no ownership at all in this bor. It's purely the creation of the one who dug the boor, but he does not own any of it. This is what the Gemara says in famous Gemara, both in Sachim and Vakama, Shnei Dvarim. There are two things. Sheino b'shuso shel Adam. It's not in the b'shus of a person, but the Torah views it. Ki'ilu heim b'shuso. The Torah views it, even though it's not really owned by the person, but the Torah views it as owned by the person, and that is Bor b'shus harabim and Chametz on Pesach. Both Chametz and Pesach and Bor b'shus harabim, the Torah associates that with the one who, by the Bor, created the Bor, and the one by Chametz, who did not go ahead and get rid of his Chametz, and even though it becomes Aser Ba'anah on Pesach, still, the fact that he did not get rid of that Chametz, the Torah views it and associates it as if it's his Chametz to be over Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. We continue on in the Mishnah. Echad Achoy for Bor, Siach U'ma'ara, Charitzin U'ni'itin, whether one goes ahead and digs a Bor, which is the classic round Bor, or a Siach, which is a ditch, which is explained as a Bor that is long and narrow, or a Ma'ara, cave-like Bor, which is square, but it has like a roof with an opening, and Itzin, which are also like a Ma'ara square, but that's unlike the Ma'ara, it's uncovered. It's not like it has some type of roof with an opening, or Ni'itzin, which are like Bors that are very wide on top and narrow at the bottom. Chayiv, the one who digs all these various types of Bors, even if it's not a classical round Bor, is going to be chayiv for the damage that these Bor creations do. In Kain Lama Nemar Bor, so why does the Torah specify Bor as opposed to Siach, Ma'ara, Charitin, Ni'itzin? Teach you the following. Why does it say Bor? To teach that this following, Ma Bor, Sheyesh Bo Kedei L'Hamis Asarat Tvachim, just as a regular Bor is able to kill an animal when it falls in it, when it is ten tfachim, meaning it has to be ten tfachim in order to kill, Af Kol Sheyesh Bo Kedei L'Hamis Asarat Tvachim. So too, any other Bor-like creation is only going to be chayiv, I mean, chayiv a person, if it is ten tfachim deep. Af Kol Sheyesh Bo Kedei L'Hamis Asarat Tvachim. Any other type of Bor has to, again, literally be able to cause the Misa, meaning it has to be 10 Tzvachim deep. If any of these Bors, Bor-like entities, the Bor, Siach, Ma'ara, Charitin, Itzin, if any of them are Pchusin, Hayu Pchusin Me'asara, V'nafal L'socho Shor U'chamor, and a Shor or a Chamor fell into it and died, the mace, Potter, the one who dug it, is not going to be Chayiv to pay, because this is not considered a what we'll call a killer boar, because it was not 10 tfachim deep. However, im huzak bo chayiv, but even if one digs a boar that is less than 10 tfachim deep, if, let's say, the animal that falls into it is damaged, gets injured, chayiv, the one who dug it is going to be chayiv, the one who created such a boar is going to be chayiv, because even boars that are not deep, are not 10 tfachim deep, they are shallow, have the ability to damage.